This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former New York City Mayor and President Trump will start Georgetown University Hospital after testing positive for China virus over the weekend. Rudy tweeted, "Thank you to all my friends and followers for all the prayers and kind wishes. I'm getting great care and feeling good, recovering quickly, and keeping up with everything." End quote. California lockdowns by Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom is being met with strong resistance as 85% of California residents are demanded they stay at home because of the China virus.
Mayor Garcetti and Gavin Newsom is responsible for every single person that doesn't have unemployment, that does not have a job, and all the businesses that are going under. And we need your help. We need somebody to do something about this.
Sherman Oaks, California restaurant owner Angela Marsden is the proprietor of Pineapple Hill Saloon and Grill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As the Food and Drug Administration looks into approving Pfizer's China virus vaccine on Thursday, what can you expect when you get the shot? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki tells us more.
A vaccine against the coronavirus may be days away from receiving an emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration. The agency will meet on December 10th to decide whether to issue the EUA for Pfizer's vaccine. So if approved, what side effects will people experience? Glenda Shields was part of the trial study for the Pfizer vaccine and tells Fox News about the side effects that he experienced after getting the shot.
I had never really had a reaction to a vaccine before, and I did have a reaction to this one. I had headaches and fatigue were the big thing. I didn't take, you know, any kind of like aspirin or ibuprofen on the first shot. The second shot I did, and it basically it muted all the effects. It was about 24 hours worth, and then there was a lot of shot site pain, probably 48 to 72 hours.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A little under 1 month from now, Georgia will have a runoff election to decide their representatives to the U.S. Senate. This will also decide which party controls the Senate. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki takes a look at Sunday's debates.
The eyes of the political world were on Georgia Sunday night as Senator Kelly Loeffler and her challenger, Raphael Warnock, squared off in a debate ahead of their runoff election. The Republican incumbent framed the entire election as a battle between the American dream and socialism.
You can see what's at stake. There are two visions for our country. Mine, the American dream, my opponent, socialism. This is what's on the ballot January 5th, the American dream. I was born and raised on a farm. I grew up working in the fields. I built my career. I became a job creator right here in Georgia, and I have been blessed to live the American dream.
While her Democratic challenger called on Georgians to be ready to get out the vote.
It's our job, Georgia, to put our shoes on and get ready, because there are those who are engaged in the politics of division. They have no vision, and so they engage in division. Tomorrow is the last day to register. Tell everybody you know to make a vote plan, because health care is on the ballot. Workers are on the ballot. Voting rights is on the ballot. criminal justice reform is on the ballot.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The president tweeted Sunday that the head of his legal team, Rudy Giuliani, has tested positive for the China virus. Giuliani has been admitted to Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington, D.C. Rudy's son, Andrew Giuliani, tweeted Sunday night that his father was getting great care and was feeling well. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And, of course, a lot of disturbing news about voter fraud. Some people don't even want to hear about it. This just doesn't exist. Well, is it any wonder that a majority of Americans believe that voter fraud still took place in this year's election? There are now hundreds of sworn affidavits from fellow patriots who believe in the integrity of our elections and what they have been able to witness compromises that strong-held belief. And they're led to believe that, some funny business has been taking place. Some argue that in many cases their stories may affect a small number of votes that would not have any effect on the election outcome. But reasonable people understand the impact of even a small lie or compromise of integrity. Immediately, perhaps little difference will be seen, but down the road, that difference always becomes exponential. This is what we're experiencing right now in 2020 after decades of purposely ignored voter fraud. Like I said, this is why America is where we are today. Over the decades, we've ignored to the point of acceptance voter fraud, to the point that former AG Eric Holder, if you remember, told us that voter fraud was basically non-existent. Of course, my response was, if that was the case, why have hundreds of people been convicted and have gone to jail for voter fraud? Well, let's agree to the simple fact if we can. Voter fraud as and still exists in America, and our first principle should always be that we ensure that every legal vote counts in our elections. No exceptions. Voter integrity is at the foundation of a free republic. You can't have one without the other. Well, of all the evidence coming out over this year's election, this one especially sticks out. Not surprisingly, the establishment media mostly ignored this powerful testimony. It comes from Gregory Stenstrom. He's a poll watcher in Pennsylvania. He's also a CEO of a data science company. He testified several weeks ago that he witnessed over 24 instances of USB cards being connected to voting machines during the ballot counting process. Stenstrom spoke at the State Senate Majority Policy Committee hearing in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and he addressed his observations as a poll watcher in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. Here's Mr. Stenstrom's opening statement.
My name is Gregory Stenstrom. I'm from Delaware County. I'm a father, a family man. I was a former commanding officer and executive officer in the Navy. I'm a veteran of foreign wars. I'm the CEO of my own private company. I'm a data scientist. I'm a forensic computer scientist. I'm an expert in security and fraud. Leah had recruited me for this election, I was glad. Thank you for that. So for the first part of the day, I was a poll watcher in the city of Chester, and I was with just another former U.S. Marine officer, and the two of us were the only GOP poll watchers in the city of Chester, which is about 40,000 people. Because of the consolidation for COVID, there were seven polls we were allowed to, that we were able to make it to in 22 precincts. What we saw out there was pretty orderly. and exciting. People were excited to vote. One of the things we saw out in the field was that people, quite a few people had done mail-in ballots. So they came in and they hadn't been updated in the Delaware County database yet. So they would come in and say, the database is not showing me on the database, I'd like to vote. So the process, one of the processes was to give them a provisional ballot. And then they would vote provisionally, and then later on their vote would be sorted out. That didn't happen. I observed, and the gentleman that was with me observed seven different polls where the people were given a regular ballot. So they cast a vote and put it in. You know, we let it happen a few times. You know, we didn't jump all over them. You know, happened a couple of times. We went up. In all cases, the election judges were very forthcoming, very polite. They apologized and they said they couldn't do it. But that somewhat spurred me to go down to the counting center, which Leah described. It's on Seaport Ave. It's a remote building, not much around it. And I wanted to take a look. All day long, I had been told that there were 10 to 20 GOP poll watchers down there and that everything was well in hand. And out of curiosity, I decided to go down. I arrived at 6 o'clock with four other gentlemen, again, foreign military and some good citizens from Delaware County. And we weren't allowed to get in until 11 o'clock at night, and we had to get some legal help to get us in. So it took us 5 hours to get upstairs.
So right off the bat, this data expert witnesses some process violations that seem to be acceptable, if not normal. He then goes to the counting center and is not allowed access for 5 hours, as he said. As an official GOP observer, he and other inspectors should have had near immediate access, you would think, right? Well, Mr. Stenstrom continues with what he witnessed.
After that, what we saw here is what I saw is I really think the crux of this in Delaware County is, as an expert in this, I think it's impossible to verify the validity of about 100,000 to 120,000 votes. Now, Delaware County has got 425,000 registered voters. Approximately 300,000 of them voted. I don't know what the exact number ended up. Mayor Giuliani nailed that number. But of that number, over 100,000 are in question, in my mind. What I saw as a forensics expert was an election process that was forensically destructive in the manner it was conducted, with the envelopes being separated from the ballots and gone to the other side of the room. And the problem with that from being forensically destructive is that when you go to do a recount, okay, the machines did a pretty good job of recounting. So if I have 120,000 ballots, mail-in ballots at one side of the room and envelopes at the other side of the room, it's still going to come out 102,000 votes for Vice President Biden and 18,000 votes for President Trump. I don't care how many times you recount those votes. You know, the ballots are going to come out the same every time. So the notion of a recount in a forensically destructive process doesn't work very well. What I saw there was a chain of custody in all cases that was broken. It was broken for the mail-in ballots, the drop-box ballots, the Election Day USB card flash drives. In all cases, the chain of custody and the procedures that were defined by the Delaware County Board of Elections and Election Process Review were all, they didn't follow one. I couldn't even redline this multi-page document because the entire document would be... they didn't follow any of the procedures.
So at this point, he realizes a discrepancy of over 100,000 votes, and the problem, he described, is a forensically destructive process which makes a recount useless to the end of making sure all legal votes are counted.
So I personally observed USB V-cards being uploaded to the voting machines by the voting machine warehouse supervisor on multiple occasions. I saw this personally. I brought it to the attention of the deputy sheriff who was there stationed, who was a senior law enforcement officer, and I brought it to the attention of the clerk of elections. I brought it to their attention. I objected, and I said, this person is not being observed. He's not part of the process that I can see, and he's walking in with baggies, which we have pictures of, and it was submitted to in our affidavits, and he was sticking these USBs into the machines.
Well, we're listening to testimony that you're not going to hear from the mainstream media. Only a few places, including us here, where we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. It is the testimony of one Gregory Stenstrom, a poll watcher in Pennsylvania, who happens to be a CEO of a data science company. So he knows what he's talking about. And we'll have more from that testimony right after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The Tide Ministry is partnering with Child Evangelism Fellowship to broadcast their Good News Club program into the Muslim and Arab countries of the Middle East. The goal is to capture the attention of children through televised puppet shows. The puppets engage in drama and animated conversations that cover the apologetics of Christianity and explain the truth about Jesus in their own language without attacking other faiths. This enables children throughout the Middle East to hear of God's love and learn the basics of the Christian faith in a format that engages their attention. Ultimately, the Tide Ministry and CEF hope to lead children into meaningful relationships with Christ and guide them to be witnesses in their communities.
To learn more about the Tide Global Radio Ministry and this initiative to help children throughout the Middle East learn the truth about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your small. We're back with you, ladies. ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, continuing to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. We've been listening to the testimony of Gregory Stenstrom, a poll watcher in Pennsylvania, also the CEO of a data science company, who testified that he witnessed over 24 instances of USB cards. I mean, he talks about a baggie of USB cards. I mean, what's all that about? And then they couldn't locate them afterwards. Of course, this testimony took place at the State Senate Majority Policy Committee hearing in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. We'll pick up his testimony where we left off.
So I personally witnessed over that happened 24 times, over 24 times. We have multiple other witnesses at SART, including Democrat poll watchers. And we were told, I was told the next day by the solicitors, the attorney that we had secured, that they said every election they leave a couple of USBs in the voting machines and they're brought back and generally the warehouse manager comes over and puts them in. So in talking to U.S. Attorney General McSwain and other law enforcement officers, I found out that was not the case, that generally, more than two is unusual. So they denied they did it. But as of today, 47 USBV cards are missing, and they're nowhere to be found. So I was told personally that these 24 to 30 cards that were uploaded weren't there. Those cards, I demanded that they didn't update the vote live time. They only updated it about once every 2 or 3 hours. I demanded they updated the vote so I could see what the result was, and it was 50,000 votes. And I think as a computer scientist, an American, and a patriot, it doesn't matter who those 50,000 votes were. I'll tell you they were for Vice President Biden. But what was shocking to me as an American, as someone who has gone to sea, gone to war, that that could even happen. So several other things that came up was on Thursday, it took us 3 days for them to obey the court order that I secured with Leah's help and the help of the Thomas More Society, who we thank incredibly good patriots. They got us in there. They got the order for us to get in and watch it, look at the back offices, which were locked for 5 minutes every 2 hours. I went in. I was the first one allowed to go in.
Well, as Mr. Stenstrom goes on to testify, he goes up into the counting room. He's the first one, as he says, to get there, and he observes more what you might call shenanigans that are taking place, and it wasn't like it was easy for him to get there. I mean, obviously, they were doing everything they could to keep him from doing his job and living up to his responsibility as an election official. Listen to what he says.
I was the first one allowed to go in at 1:30 on Thursday, and then again at 3:30 for 5 minutes. The county solicitor had a stopwatch. On the first time, I was not allowed to touch anything. The second time, I did. What I observed in the locked room in the back office was 70,000 unopened mail-in ballots. They were in boxes of 500, stacked in neatly. The gentleman that came in with me was a Democrat poll watcher, is a forensic pathologist, a very detailed, very dedicated man, and he took meticulous notes as well. And I verified with him, are you seeing what I'm seeing? We both agreed as GOP poll watchers and a Democrat poll watcher that we had witnessed 60 to 70,000. We had a little bit of a disagreement there. The problem with that was by that time, the mail-in ballots had already been counted. So 120,000 mail-in ballots had already been counted, posted, and done. So my question is, where do the 70,000 ballots go? And nobody knows. We have a picture in here of a large number of boxes that I took that were filled with what appeared to be ballots sitting by the Blue Crest machine. They were there for about 3 hours, and then they disappeared. I thought it notable when I watched it, the first when they were taking the ballots up and down, I said, I am an expert in fraud. I saw the ballots going up multiple elevators and racks, And I think a lot of well-meaning people and a lot of honest people were there doing that. They were trying to participate in the process. And I would say that 99% of the people there, the way the process was designed, I believe that people thought it was a non-fraudulent process. I heard that said many times. I was, I said, there's no fraud going on here. I said, well, I'm not, I didn't even bring that up. But I think people saw what they wanted to see, and they saw what was intended for them to see. I called it at one point Kabuki Theater. I said it was all designed for us to see it. It was entertaining. There were cameras on it. When we finally got into the back room where the votes were being ingested, as a data scientist, I want to see where the data is coming in. And I wanted to know the universe of the votes. Well, the universe of the votes was only supposed to be 120,000 mail-in ballots. We were told there were 6,000 ballots remaining. So I said, okay, we have a universe of 126,000 votes. And then when I get back there, the universe wasn't 126,000 votes. The universe was 200,000 votes.
You're listening to the testimony of Gregory Stenstrom of Poll Watcher in Pennsylvania. This was laid before the State Senate Majority Policy Committee hearing in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, where they were talking about voter fraud. And Gregory, as a CEO of a data science company, a former military, and a GOP poll watcher, has been, giving testimony to all that he saw firsthand there and these discrepancies. And as an experienced data scientist, he knew problems with the even the chain of custody and how that was being managed. Well, Gregory goes on with his testimony. Listen to what he says next.
I think the last thing I wanted, a couple of other things, is the Blue Crest sorter machine was only manned by one person. You know, people ask me all the time, how do people commit crimes? I know there's a lot of theories here, and I always look for the simplest thing. People are stuffing, sticking USB sticks in, putting ballots in. Very simple thing. Only takes a couple of people. It doesn't take a big conspiracy. I think people look at things and they use inflammatory words and, like fraud and so forth. As a forensic computer scientist, my interest is in the data. Where did it go? Where did the spoilage go? How did the data come in and go out of the system? So I think as a scientist, we need to look at that. We need to audit that. What was really upsetting to me, and the most upsetting, was I had spoke to multiple law enforcement agencies and literally begged multiple law enforcement agencies to say, go in. And I said, in order to prove, prove that nothing's happening, you need to either exonerate yourselves in the process or refute what I'm saying, please. It's a very simple process. Just go get the forensic evidence from the computers. It's a simple process. You take the, you turn the computer off. It's non-destructive. It takes moments, maybe half an hour, 20 minutes, to do it properly and collect the evidence. You open the computer up. You take a device called a bit blocker. You put it in the hard drive. It's done under the observation of law enforcement officers. They take a forensic image of the drive. Put it all back together, it wouldn't have taken more than an hour to image all five machines. That was never done, despite my objections, and that was 3 weeks ago.
So the bottom line is concluded by this data expert and poll watcher? Listen.
Lastly, when they said, well, we've got all the forensic records and so forth, we just learned 2 days ago that virtually all chain of custody logs, records, yellow sheets, everything was gone. All forensic evidence, all custody sheets in Delaware County are gone. They had a signing party where they sat down, and poll workers were invited back to recreate those logs, and our understanding as of today was that they were unsuccessful in getting them all. So we have a situation where we have 100,000 ballots to 120,000 ballots, both mail-in and USB, they're in question. Now, there's no cure for this. There's no remedy for this. As a home charter, we could have a re-election in Delaware County for our own representatives within our own town, but there is no cure for that for the President of the United States.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Former New York City Mayor and President Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani was admitted to MedStar Georgetown University Hospital after testing positive for China virus over the weekend. Rudy tweeted, "Thank you to all my friends and followers for all the prayers and kind wishes. I'm getting great care and feeling good, recovering quickly, and keeping up with everything." End quote. California lockdowns by Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom is being met with strong resistance as 85% of California residents are demanded they stay at home because of the China virus.
Mayor Garcetti and Gavin Newsom is responsible for every single person that doesn't have unemployment, that does not have a job, and all the businesses that are going under. And we need your help. We need somebody to do something about this.
Sherman Oaks, California restaurant owner Angela Marsden is the proprietor of Pineapple Hill Saloon and Grill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Bill Martinez.
Holiday music, kind of lighten things up, though we remain in a serious mood, especially after hearing the testimony of Gregory Stenstrom, former military, a data science expert. And he's laying out what happened there in Philadelphia. And what seems to come out, whether we're talking Philadelphia, we're talking Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, as some would say, it was a joined effort. It's as if somebody had sent out, in fact, I believe at one point somebody admitted to getting some sort of, you know, package of documents that said, okay, this is the game plan for what you're going to do as a Democratic poll watcher on behalf of Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. I mean, this is quite orchestrated and seems to be consistent. Now, the challenge that we're having is, I guess, awakening to the reality that, in fact, voter fraud did exist in a major way and beyond our comprehension. John Guandolo is with us right now. He's the president and founder of Understanding the Threat, counterterrorism expert, and former FBI agent. John, always good to be talking to you. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bill. Great to be with you, as always.
John, you've studied this. You see the plan. I mean, you could see this from a distance. Because this plan is not the first time that it's been worked out. And, in fact, you wrote a column here recently. You said the battle is now joined. And when I read that, my thought is America even understanding that we're engaging, you know, not only a battle, but battles, because not only do we have this political battle going on, which is distinct, but we also have COVID as a battle, and we're not even talking about the other national security threats like, you know, China and Iran and others wanting to do everything they can to destroy the American dream.
That's right. There is so much we can talk about when it comes down to this war. But the reality is, as you know from the articles, the point isn't all the individual pieces of information we have about the voter fraud. Mm. It's that when you put this in the perspective of the larger war and everything they've done since Donald Trump was elected, you can just watch. And that's why we predicted and we wrote articles prior to the election that they themselves said, the Democrat leadership said, the people that are their key players said, they're coming after this guy in the election. They're taking the executive power. The communists are going to take the executive power. And we knew it was coming. So when all this started unfolding, I think what was most shocking was that people were, very many people, quickly rejecting the idea that there was any voter fraud,
exactly.
Especially Republicans.
Well, yeah, and you've got, you know, media figureheads. I mean, Chris Wallace is unbelievable. In fact, when he was interviewing a senator yesterday, the senator referred to Joe Biden as the vice president, and he kept correcting him and insisting that he is the president-elect. He is the president-elect. Well, I have not heard any definitive term that he has been acknowledged. He's been acknowledged by the media, but last I checked, it's not the media, Chris Wallace, or anybody else that, you know, declares the new president, you know, but yet by, I guess just by their assessment, he is now the president-elect.
Well, and I want to remind your audience, in uncontested electoral votes, it's 232 for Mr. Trump and 227 for Joe Biden. All the rest are contested as of this moment. So to call him the president-elect is legally incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
And just wrong. You're wrong when you say it.
Well, it's an emotional statement, and this is what they keep trying to put out there. I mean, and Fox has been all in. I think, John, if we're to really get to the truth of this, I mean, can you imagine, I mean, first of all, you talk about egg on their face, you talk about the loss of credibility, and on, not to mention the emotional engagement they have over all this. I mean, they've gone all in and believe that Joe Biden somehow, I mean, even on its face, the numbers, you know merit such scrutiny and unbelief that you cannot just go along with this. And of course, Donald Trump, you know, whatever Donald Trump says, he has to be wrong. But he warned us of this. And there were, you know, previous, you got a Jimmy Carter study that was done, a bipartisan study, as you recall, about mail-in voting and the, you know, the perils of it and how it would open the door to voter fraud. And boy, I'll tell you, it's almost like, you know, the modern day Americans in the 21st century said, Jimmy Carter and them, then they didn't know what they were talking about. They didn't know what gravity was. So they jumped on top of the roof to fall off to only find out that, in fact, gravity still exists.
Right. I think what, just like the issues you and I have talked about many times on this show, pick an issue. I think what is shocking to people is how obvious and clear this is all going. This is, I think, to anybody paying attention, it already is. But people that are not, that haven't actually laid all the facts out, what's happening now and what happened with the video, I think, from Georgia, and some of this other evidence coming out, is people are shocked.
Yes.
At how open this is and how clear the evidence is.
Well, we have over 1,000 every day fellow American citizens, John, that at the risk of their own legal peril have signed a legal affidavit swearing the whole truth and nothing but regarding what they observed at these different polling stations from, you know, Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Georgia and Arizona. I mean, these are people just like you and me in every walk of life who have dedicated themselves, you know, for years being poll watchers and participating in the process, exercising their civic duty on behalf of the rest of America, and they see these discrepancies. And if anything, I mean, this is even bipartisan. It's not just a Republican against Democratic thing. I mean, even Democratic poll watchers have seen this and goes, this is not good.
That's right. We've got, and one thing I want to say, because it's something that I'm finding is resonating. The reason that our adversaries, the enemies of liberty, use propaganda is because it works.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when you have every traditional media outlet, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, continuously putting out a message that is right in lockstep with this lie. It's a lie.
Yes.
That he is the president-elect. Mm-hmm. If he won the votes, then okay. But we know it is not statistically, mathematically possible that this happened. Mm-hmm. It's simply not. And it's more than just these, to call them voting irregularities is to minimize them. When you look at the fact that of the 59 key counties in the countries that are indicators, if you win those, mm-hmm. or the majority of those, you win the presidency, and Donald Trump won 52 of them, and he won Ohio and Florida, and you're going to tell me he lost the election? And he won these counties by, you know, 14, 15%.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones Joe Biden won, he won by 4% or so. So to say that this is even reality is just, well, it's incredible. It's incredible. But the propaganda works. And so good Americans that are just listening, they're having a hard time believing it's not true.
Right.
That he's not the president-elect.
Exactly. And then here we are trying to introduce some reason and logic into it. Oh, and plus 1,000 affidavits. I mean, and you go, well, how do you reconcile that? Well, you know, their answer is, well, we're talking, you know, really chump change in the bigger picture, because it wouldn't affect enough votes to really change the decision. But now we're finding out hundreds of thousands of votes here, John Guandolo, that are being compromised. And on top of that, you know, as Gregory Stenstrom reported earlier, the chain of custody of this information and evidence, which I was concerned from day one, you know, where you got envelopes with signatures on it, they've all been discarded. I mean, they've gone into the waste bin of Hillary Clinton's emails, I guess. We've got more from John after this.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. With the holidays coming up, online shopping offers convenience, an easy way to avoid crowds, plus many ways to earn rewards. Bank of America Rewards Executive John Sellers shares tips for the season.
First, sign up for loyalty programs at your favorite retailers. Many offer perks like early access to sales and free shipping. Second, check for special deals from your bank and pay with a rewards credit card. Finally, enroll in banking rewards to maximize your cash back. For example, the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card offers 3% cash back on your choice of 6 spending categories, including online shopping. We also offer Bank Amerideals as a way for cardholders to earn bonus cash back at many online retailers. Finally, the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program provides our members with a bonus of 25 to 75% on their credit card rewards, which can mean up to 5.25% cash back with the cash rewards card.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, I got to tell you, we're coming down to that moment, live free or die. And yes, it is. It's that serious, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, the opposing side, the Democratic Socialists, and these people who have lied to us, are counting on America being rather laissez-faire, being overwhelmed with dealing with COVID, worn out dealing with this election process and that sort of thing. Look, liberty can get messy, but it demands courage. It demands that we stand up and fight for the things that we believe in. God knows that they did. They pulled this together in such a orchestrated manner. It is amazing, and as I was sharing with John just a moment ago, and we talked about it in the first segment, is that there was a manifesto of sorts, a brochure, an email that went out that's out there somewhere that, you know, I haven't heard of anybody getting their hands on it, but there's been some admission that this was, you know, all written down, what these poll watchers, Democratic poll watchers specifically, what they were supposed to do. And on the surface, John Guandolo, the indication is that it had to exist, because how do you have a coordinated system that is pretty similar, whether you're talking about Georgia, whether you're talking about Nevada, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania? It just seems to be quite obvious, doesn't it?
Yes, a couple things. Again, I want to just step back. If you look at what we were saying, but understanding the threat was saying before the election, because we knew what was coming, and then you look at what happened, what transpired in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Georgia, and these other states, Arizona, we see what's being testified to by individuals with direct knowledge that were present. If you read their affidavits, you're seeing a cookie cutter event. Mm-hmm. In other words, what we see is they did it in a similar way.
Mm-hmm.
Ballots were prepared somewhere, were brought in. Mail-in ballots were handled in a way that was, in some states, unlawful, the way they were handled, either without an observer, the way they were open. The provisional ballot issue, where people are showing up and being told, oh, you already voted by mail, or you already voted. They're like, no, I never voted. So,
mm-hmm.
But each of these things that have been testified to, we're seeing the same result. And when we talk about the voting systems, now we have video of somebody palming a thumb drive out of the computer, you know, and walking away.
Right.
And now it turns out she's actually, apparently, although I have not verified this, there are news reports that this is the daughter of this woman, Ruby Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got, you know, a corrupt mother-daughter thing. But the point is, you've got a model that apparently, as a former investigator and a current investigator overseeing, understanding the threat, and we do investigations all the time, you've got a model. There's clearly a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would love to get our hands on that plan, and they're going to try to do that. But that is evidence. That's not coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
At some point as an investigator, just like the fact, the mathematical probability that you can be leading in an election with 700,000 votes, and as the polls are closing, and then all of a sudden we find 800,000 votes for Mr. Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we know that laws were broken in order to do this. So, and we see the same thing in states. That's clear evidence that this was a well-orchestrated plan.
Exactly. Well, that was my point, and thank you for reinforcing that. The other thing, John, is that there's discovery and reports that, you know, some of these ballots, as if they were just Xeroxed or they came off a printing machine. There was no indication of folds, because even a ballot that's mailed to you is going to be creased, right? Because it's sent in the mail, and in order to fit in that envelope, it has to be folded, I think, a couple of times. And in that particular case, and this is what brought the attention to these polling officials, they're going, wait a minute, these things, well, not to mention the fact that it only had Joe Biden's, you know, name or his acknowledgement, a ballot for Joe Biden, because the oval was as if it was perfectly done and it was consistent. So it would lead you to believe, I mean, here's these flat ballots, no creases, the oval is consistent, and all they voted for was Joe Biden. Because, you know, and again, one of those mathematical things that tells you historically that, you know, House seats would have been affected with Joe Biden's numbers being supposedly as where they were, you know, what, some 8,000 more votes or 7,000 more votes than Donald Trump. Well, then why did they lose so many House seats? Why did they lose so many down ballot seats? If Joe Biden was, you know, the empirical winner by this kind of margin, I mean, you see, you just have to suspend reason and critical thinking to get where the Democrats want you to be, which is blind, boxed, and stupid.
Well, that's interesting you just said that. You just described the Democrat leadership. You know, no reason, no critical thinking. And I mean that. I'm not mm-hmm. talking just a tongue-in-cheek quip here, to not see, you talk to people who are just Democrat voters.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing to me, but it's the natural outcome, as I wrote about, the natural outcome of the efforts of the communist movement in this country is the destruction of reason, thought, critical thinking. You and I have had long discussions about that on this program before.
Mm-hmm.
And so you marry that up with the kind of propaganda we're seeing, and the fact that literally there should be unanimous or certainly near unanimous calls for a revote, for a national, you know, freeze and figure this out and complete the investigation and then have a national revote. But there's not even by a lot of Republicans despite that.
Yes.
And this is what to me, is the greatest evidence of the war in which we find ourselves.
Well, the other thing, too, John, is that, I'm sorry to cut you off, but the other thing that impresses me is that, but for Donald Trump, you know, Joe Biden would be sashaying his way down Pennsylvania Avenue to become the 46th president of the United States. You know, in the midst of all this, you know, fraud and illegality, and then what does that do to the bloodstream of the voter politics? See, this is the problem. The reason we're here today is because that can has been kicked up the road over decades. We've known that voter fraud has taken place, even though Eric Holder, and I keep saying this because it blows me away that you have an official, a former attorney general by the name of Eric Holder, saying that there's no such thing as voter fraud. Are you flipping kidding me? I mean, what a disservice. What a big fat lie, and why this guy is even given place and why he is servicing anybody in the government or in the American people is unconscionable. He has, in my estimation, he has surrendered any right to serve the common cause of the American people because he so flat out lied. It's unacceptable.
That's right. And I think these people, especially Republicans, but Democrats, grossly underestimate the rage of close to 100 million Americans watching all this go down. Yeah. And I think Republicans need to understand people are not loyal to the GOP. They're loyal to America, to the Constitution, and to this president who stands alone in defending liberty and defending the republic.
Mm-hmm. John, look what's happening. Amy Kramer, former Tea Party founder, is leading a humongous bus parade right now that is garnering people like a snowball across the country. The last time was 6-day notice. She was able to pull together her and the organization, Stop the Vote, or Stop the Steal, rather, and other organizations came together for liberty and for credibility, and they came to D.C. The mainstream media said, well, thousands of people showed up. 1.4 million people showed up, John. And look what's going to happen again. I think we're another week. I think next week they're due to be at D.C. again. And you can expect probably even more than a million people. And they're there standing up, not for the Republican Party, not for the Democratic Party. They're standing up for Donald Trump, who's been doing everything he can to continue to stand in spite of the relentless opposition and the lies that have been told about he and his family. They're standing for him and the American dream.
That's right. And that's what I'm talking about. I think these elites, these political elites, these arrogant, smug political elites do not understand the rage of the American people. There was just a poll.
Mm-hmm.
And this is now, I think the poll is now 5 days old, a week old. 47% of Americans believe that the election is being stolen or attempting to steal it. And I think you're going to see, as evidence comes out, those numbers are going up. And you've got over a third of those people, a third of the Democrats believe the election's being stolen. That's huge.
Yes.
That's huge. And I think those numbers are going to go up as truth comes out, no matter what the media keeps, no matter what these people, no matter what Jeb Bush says, no matter what, you know, Marco Rubio and Mitt Romney say, and Doug Ducey, they're wrong, and the Americans know it. And I'll tell you, when it comes to vengeance, the American people lose their compassion when you try to destroy their liberty. These people better remember that.
Exactly. Well, they're going to find out the hard way that gravity still exists. The American people still have this endemic and unending desire for liberty and freedom, not only for themselves, but for the generations to follow. John Guandolo, is always an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care. Be safe.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service.